Love stories are rarely linear, but some take detours through hell before finding their way back to heaven. After 12 years of separation, betrayal, and violence, Tobias Hawthorne returns to claim what he believes is rightfully his, Cecilia's heart. Standing on a French shoreline at 44, he clutches a sun-bleached sand dollar, a reminder of forgotten childhood memories with his father. The journey ahead isn't simple reconciliation. It's a desperate race to rebuild what was shattered by necessity and sacrifice. When he arrives at their cliffside house, he tears through Spanish-tiled corridors, his heart pounding with a single purpose: finding her. He served his sentence in exile. Now he's a free man, determined to earn back her heart, no matter the cost. This isn't just a love story. It's a tale of redemption, where the stakes include not just broken hearts, but broken lives that must somehow find a way to heal together. After 8 months of unexplained absence, Tobias appears at Cecilia's doorstep, promising explanations before collapsing from exhaustion. Waking at 4 a.m., he finds to-do lists mentioning a mysterious Mr. Handsome that spark his jealousy. He discovers her in the garden, attacking soil in flannel pajamas. "Why now?" she demands. "You wait until I'm settled into a new life that doesn't include you." Their attraction remains electric, but she keeps her distance, hurt by his absence and learning he lived with another woman while away. Most shocking is Tobias's admission about finding and eliminating Jerry, Roman's corrupt partner who had threatened her. "I will kill anyone who threatens you," he states plainly. Despite her resistance, he insists he surrendered control, the hardest fucking thing for a man like me to do, because their relationship matters most. This collision of past passion and present pain creates an emotional battlefield where they must confront what they've become during their separation. "Who's going to protect me from you?" Cecilia asks, cutting to the heart of their relationship. His answer is devastatingly simple: "I'm at your mercy." Tobias's life has been defined by protection. First his younger brother Dominic, then his brotherhood of operatives, and always Cecilia. His past unfolds in fragments. At 16, leaving for French prep school, abandoning Dominic. At 18, encountering danger in a Parisian strip club. At 20, being kidnapped by men calling him Ezekiel and brought before Antoine, a well-dressed man connected to his parents. These glimpses show how an orphaned boy transformed into a feared man with international connections, driven by vengeance and a need to create a protective legacy. Yet the very power that allows him to keep Cecilia safe ultimately separated them. The burden of being everyone's shield has left him vulnerable where it matters most, his heart. Some wounds leave visible marks. Others burrow deeper. Cecilia suffers from recurring nightmares that leave her thrashing in bed, waking to tears that Tobias tries to soothe. When she pulls away, she tells him coldly, "I've learned to handle them alone." Tobias carries his own trauma, bullet exit wounds on his back that shock Cecilia. "I was gunned down exactly 1 year after sending you away," he confesses. "I nearly died." His deepest fear is developing schizophrenia like his father, a hereditary threat that drove him to push Cecilia away. "Every time I feel anxious," he admits, "I wonder if it's starting." When Cecilia finally understands, she responds with fierce commitment. "You take everything, Tobias, because I'm no good for anyone else. If we fail, we'll fail together." This exchange marks their turning point. Through shared vulnerability, they begin building a future that acknowledges past wounds without being defined by them. Their love becomes a healing force, proving that deep scars can only be mended through complete trust. Chess serves as the perfect metaphor for Tobias's strategic world. His grandfather, a former chess master, taught him that even pawns, when properly positioned, can become powerful enough to check the king, a lesson shaping his approach to both business and love. In his confrontation with Antoine, Tobias uses chess pieces to deliver a brutal lesson. "The pawn can be one of the most powerful players once in motion," he explains. "Illusion is powerful. You never checked what was in my hand because your weakness is ego." The chess metaphor extends into his relationship with Cecilia, where power constantly shifts. Their early encounters mirror a chess opening, careful, calculated moves testing each other's defenses. When they argue about his secretive behavior, Cecilia decides, "I won't break until he surrenders the full truth." Their relationship evolves from Tobias holding all power to a balanced partnership acknowledging mutual vulnerability. "Heavy is the head, my love," Cecilia tells him when his empire faces collapse. "Just this once, let me save you the burden." This marks her transformation from perceived pawn to queen, his most powerful ally. The relationship between Tobias, Dominic, and Sean forms the emotional bedrock of the story, a brotherhood forged in combat that transcends blood ties. United by shared trauma from lost teammates and failed Kandahar missions, their connection deepened through countless nights watching each other's backs in dangerous territory. Dominic's death in Belgrade creates a void that haunts both survivors. Tobias retreats to Costa Rica, while Sean buries himself in work, neither able to face the empty chair at their Sunday gatherings. "The worst day of our lives was the day we broke your heart," Sean admits during their rain-soaked reconciliation. "The second worst was when you broke ours. But that same day, you showed us what true love looks like." As they embrace mending years of separation, Sean urges Tobias to release his guilt. "He wouldn't want you condemning yourself. This family isn't whole without you." At their annual memorial at Venice Beach, Dominic's favorite spot, Tobias confesses, "I made you a promise, but I lost you keeping it," leaving Dominic's surfboard in the sand as tribute. After years of danger and separation, Tobias and Cecilia reunite. Their wedding in a small Mediterranean chapel is beautifully understated. Just them, a priest, and two witnesses, reflecting how their relationship thrives in simplicity. In their coastal home, Cecilia creates their sanctuary. She treasures her teardrop diamond not for its value, but as a symbol that they're done running. Their residence becomes a testament to their future, with bright rooms and a porch perfect for watching approaching storms. When Tobias suggests starting a family, asking her to stop birth control, it represents more than a milestone. It's his faith in their shared future, unburdened by their past. Watching him walk to the beach with his brother's childhood toy, Cecilia sees beyond the strategic mastermind to the orphaned boy who became a protector too young. "It was never my heart, Tobias," she whispers. "It was yours all along." Their journey from chaos to peace unfolds quietly through shared coffee and gentle touches. Together, they've built a love strong enough to weather any storm, a hard-won peace finally theirs.